Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all. Yeah, come on. I like that, y'all. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Now, let's see. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Again, those who are listening via cell phone or landline, or those who are listening online, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Hey, I hope you guys had a great weekend. It was pretty nice over the weekend. It was in the upper 60s during the day, and then it got, I don't know what, at night. It was cold at night, right? Cold at night. I went to the UGA, University of Georgia homecoming on Saturday down in Athens, and we were outdoors tailgating all day long. And then, you know, the game, it was a night game, so we sat around and watched a few TV screens and watched the game outdoors, and it was cold. And but I made it through, and here I am. But anyway, I hope you guys had a great weekend, and I hope you're doing well. Again, it's warm during the day, but it's cold at night. All right, today's word of the day is oldster. Oldster. Oldster is a noun. It's spelled O-L-D-S-T-E-R, oldster. And definition of it is an old or elderly person. An oldster. that's unique, huh? Okay. Right now it's 66 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 68. Low tonight, 44. Tomorrow's high is going to be 75, and low tomorrow's 49, then 79 on Wednesday, 81 on Thursday, 83 on Friday. In the mid to upper 50s from Wednesday on through at night. So we're looking at a great end of the week. The low 80s. So I don't see any rain in sight as far as the weather's concerned. So it looks like it might be a nice sunny week for us. Okay? It's going to be some nice days out there. All right? So again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see other people are joining the show, and welcome, guys. Now, today's episode is entitled "A Detroit Pastor Kills a Man in Church on Sunday." And we're going to talk about the reason this guy, the Detroit pastor, killed a guy in church. Now, here's my deal. And I read the story, and you guys can go out there and read the story. Just Google pastor kills a man or whatever. Just like I did. Okay. But I'm going to put my spin on it. Okay. Because like I said, I read the story. I read it from top to bottom. And what's the deal is that, you know, okay, this guy was the pastor of the church in Detroit. And there's a guy outside of the church that says that the pastor, or he had proof that the pastor got his wife pregnant. Okay? The pastor got his wife pregnant. And they've been jabbing back and forth at each other. The pastor and this guy been jabbing back and forth at each other on Facebook. And you know, I try to tell my kids all the time, don't put your business on social media. Don't do it. I mean, any of you guys out there, don't put your business on social media. Don't put your personal business on social media, because it's not going to be it well for you. Okay. And I'll tell you a story about that in a little bit. But this guy, he and the pastor were going back and forth at it on social media. Okay, he'd say something about the pastor. The pastor turned back and answer about him and yada, 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 yada. And so comes to find out that the pastor had gotten his wife pregnant, this guy's wife pregnant. So, again, they've been going back for the last few weeks on social media back and forth, okay? So, lo and behold, this past weekend, this guy goes to the church where he's the pastor, and he goes after the pastor with the brick. Okay, he goes after the pastor with the brick. He comes into church with the brick in his hand, wanting to tell the truth. Okay, or wanting the pastor to tell the truth to his congregation about why he was in there with a brick. Okay, and because he came after the pastor with a brick, the pastor pulls out his Glock 9mm and shoots this guy 5 times and killed him, of course. He shot him 5 times and killed him. And they haven't arrested this pastor yet, but they're investigating everything to see if it was self-defense. Okay, so this, you know, this guy wasn't coming after him with another pistol. This guy was coming after him with a brick. I know a brick can, you know, if it hits you in the right place, it could kill you. Okay, I know that. I don't know how big the brick was. Okay, I don't know if he had a brick from a mailbox. You know, I don't know if he had a brick that he had just picked up out in the grass. I don't know. Okay, but for me, him coming into church with a brick in his hand is not that threatening to me. Okay, okay, throw the brick at me. I can probably dodge and you'll miss me with the brick. Now it might hit one of my choir members, but I can probably dodge and miss that brick. Okay, now I'm just being funny here. I don't want it to hit one of the choir members, but I'm just saying I could probably dodge and miss that, and that brick miss me, right? But I don't, you know, why is the pastor pulpit with his Glock 9mm on his side? Now, you know, all I can say is he was looking for this guy to show up at some point. So he was going to be strapped whether the guy showed up, you know, at church, whether he showed up in outside the church, at his car, whether he showed up at his house, whether he showed up at Bible study, whether he showed up at his, where he goes to work at, if he works, and all this stuff, okay? So the pastor, he's strapped, okay? But why is the pastor strapped? That's what I'm saying. He's strapped because this guy has a legitimate threat against him. It must be true that the pastor got his wife pregnant. Okay? If it wasn't true, I don't think he would have even been going back and forth with him on social media. I don't even think he would have been threatened by this guy if it wasn't true. Right? I mean, if somebody accused me of something like that and it wasn't true, you know, hey, man, you got the wrong man. Okay? You got the wrong man. I don't know what your girl telling you or whatever, but you got the wrong man. Unless it's true. Right? And I believe it's true. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. here's my thing. Okay. Pastors are men. Okay. Pastors are men. Well, not all pastors. I mean, you got women pastors too, but pastors are men. And I don't know his situation. I don't know if he's got a wife. I don't know if he's got a woman. I don't know any of that. But, you know, how is the pastor out there sleeping around with other women? Okay, that's what I'm saying. Why is he out there sleeping around with other women? And then sleeping around with someone's wife, you know, that's poison, right? And then the guy found out that his wife was pregnant, and she's pregnant by him. Then the kicker, like I said, is going back and forth with this guy on social media. If it wasn't true that you got this guy's wife pregnant, why are you going back and forth? Why are you batting this ball back and forth with this guy on social media, on Facebook? Which brings me to this. There was a couple that this happened recently. There was a couple that just got a settlement. I think it was almost $10,000. $10,000. They got a settlement, okay? They're on Facebook making a video. They fanning this money in their faces, like saying, we just got 10 large, 10 stacks, and they fanning themselves with this money, okay? Now, 2 hours later, 2 hours, count it, 2 hours later, they got robbed. And someone broke in the house and took their 10 grand. Think about that. I'm serious. This is a true story. They put the video on Facebook. They fanning themselves with this 10 grand or part of the 10 grand or whatever. I mean, you're advertising yourselves. You're advertising yourselves with this money. Now, if someone knows you, they can easily find out where you live. I mean, now with everything that's online and on the internet, people can look you up and find out where you live. Okay? People can find out where you live. I mean, we were on the road a couple of weekends ago, and we did a search. We were looking for someone. We were going to lunch or something with someone over the weekend, and we asked for their address. Okay, they gave us their address. We put it in the phone to get directions, and immediately, what pops up? As soon as I put in their address, their name popped up, okay? Such and such lives at this address. I mean, that's how it is. That's how it is. So you try that with your address. You go into your phone, and you go to your maps or whatever, however you do your directions, and you punch in your address and see what comes up. Okay, if you live in a house, you know, that's what comes up. Your name on that property. Okay? And so when they put that money on Facebook and they fanning themselves with this money, excuse me, the crooks or whomever that saw it wanted that money. Wanted to get to that money, and not even 2 hours later, or 2 hours later, they got robbed, and the money was taken from them. So, when you know, if you're going to put something on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you're going to do, please, guys, don't do nothing stupid like that. That, to me, was stupid. That to me, was stupid. But these kids, they stupid. These kids are stupid. They, you know, they think this, the internet and all this Facebook and Snapchat and what's the other thing? I don't know. What a Kick, whatever that. I think it's something called Kick out there. All this stuff. They think it's cool. It's, that's nice. You know, it's not. You know, they have their little, you know, girls have their little cat fights and they video it and they put it out there. Snapchat, that's what it is. Snapchat. And they put it out on Snapchat and, you know, things happen. I mean, we didn't have that stuff when I was growing up, right? We didn't have all this stuff when I was growing up. But, I mean, you know, we had fights. But, you know, no one recorded the fight and put it out on media and all this stuff, right? If you missed the fight, you missed the fight. But, you know, these kids today, they're using the internet for everything they do. They putting junk out here, you know, for that. And it's bad, you know? I tell my daughter, you can't do that because now you're getting ready to go into the working world. And if you're trying to get a job at some big corporation or something, that's part of their search on you. If you don't believe me, ask somebody. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, back to the pastor. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think my pastor ever carried a gun. He may have, but I don't think he ever had a gun in church. Who? I mean, I guess today's times are getting to where the pastor has to come to church strapped. I mean, especially if he out there, you know, messing around with somebody's wife. Now he's gotten the wife pregnant and the husband found out who's going to be the baby daddy. And he came after the guy with the brick. I mean, he lost his life in church. You know, that's pretty wild for something like that to happen. It's just unbelievable to me. Now I have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's up, Frank? This is Justin from Conyers, George.
JD, what's up, bud?
What's up, man? Not much.
All right, what's going
on? Hey, that's a wild story, man. I'm surprised to hear about that one, but I agree with you, man. The pastor, in these times, you know, I don't think it's uncommon for a pastor or anybody in the church to take a gun because you never know what may pop out. But from listening to this story, in his case, he knew he had to carry one because, like you said, he messing with somebody's wife and got her pregnant. So of course, he better be carrying a strap. That man want to see about
him. Yeah, you're right.
You know, he knew he had to carry one. But like I say, with the crazy stuff that's going on, you know, me personally, I think everybody should kind of protect themselves. The church is supposed to be somewhere you should feel safe. But like I say, in his case, he knew he wasn't safe. So,
right.
And with the brick, you know, he come up there and throw the brick at you. You know, you got two choices. You could dodge it or you could take it, but I don't think he should have shot that man five times. You know, he felt like it was almost like purposely done. He knew he had. I don't know, man. He could have dodged that brick, or he could have took the brick to the head and sued him or something.
Yeah. But you know, he knew that if he didn't. I think he knew that if he didn't kill him, that, you know, it was gonna get more and more out of hand for him if he didn't kill him. So I guess he just went ahead and put him down. But I try to stay up on this story and let y'all know what happened at a later date.
All right, Frank.
All right, bud. Thanks for calling, man, and tell your family we say hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, JD. So, again, just like he said, I mean, there, you know, it's there's something, you know, it was some reason for him to be in church with that gun. You know, he was carrying that gun in church. He probably hadn't always carried a gun in church. But now that he know this guy looking for him, or he know where he is, or they've been, you know, probably been threatening him back and forth on social media. Now he say he gotta keep himself, you know, armed just in case something pop off. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have about a little over 2 minutes left in the show, guys. And before I close out, I just want to say that we're going to have a 6 o'clock show for the next few weeks. And again, just, you know, look out for if you're on my list, just look out for the show. But just know that we're running at 6 o'clock now, and not 10:30 in the morning. Okay, so look out for that. And again, hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll talk to you in about 23.5 hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out.
Hey, y'all, we got this thing we want to do here, and we want y'all to join on with LTD and holler along with us. Go like this. Come on, y'all.
When we party,
yeah,
we party.
Yeah, yeah.
When we boogie, boogie.
Come on, y'all.
When we party, we party hardy.
Yes, we do.
When we boogie,
down until the end.